am here in studio with a conversation about a lighthouse. That's why you're hearing all those smiling voices here. And we've got special guests in here. We've got Scituate, some big wigs from Scituate. We've got Bob Chessia, historian. You're the acting president of the Scituate Historical Society.
That's true.
That's right. Yes. I've seen you on HDTV as well, giving historical commentary, so we know you're the real deal.
HDTV Chronicle also.
Oh, that's right, Chronicle. you have been on many broadcasting outlets because you're the real deal. You're a townie, you know what happens, and you've always got a great perspective. Now, Gene DiGiacomandrea, we know you, the events planner, the GAR Hall, the program director, and you seem like you're involved in just about everything that happens in Scituate. This is like grade school when they give you a project where you have to build, you know, a replica of Jamestown out of sugar cubes, and there's six kids in the group, but two of the kids do all the work. You're the two kids that do the work, so we're glad to have you in here today. August 7th, that's a special day. That's what, National Lighthouse Day?
It is.
So why is that a big deal in Scituate, she asked with bated breath.
Well, because that's when we are going to relight Scituate Light.
That's right, and that's something that we've been getting questions about, when that's going to happen. Could you give us a quick, brief history? I know that we've done some stories over the years, and I think it originally, the lighthouse, what was that, commissioned at 1810 and actually went on in, was it 1811?
Yes, 1811. I believe they didn't want to light it right away because of the War of 1812.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the lantern. That's got a different kind of a history about lighting it, when it was off, and when it came back on again.
Scituate Light was lit, and what happened was it was confused with Minot's Light.
Mm-hmm.
So they put red lights in there, which didn't really do anything because from a distance it still looked white.
Mm-hmm.
So Minot's Light went up, the first structure, Scituate Light, went out. Minot's Light toppled into the sea. Scituate Light went on.
Mm-hmm.
Minot's Light was relit when the new light was built. And so it was November 14th of 1860. Scituate was lit for the last time, and the next day Minot's Light was lit.
Okay.
The lantern room was eventually taken off. It was actually off for 70 years.
Wow. So when did they put it back on?
In 1930.
How come?
The town of Scituate thought that a town was, it was important for a town to take care of its cultural history.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, even during the Depression, to rebuild the lantern room. So in 1930, it went up.
That must have been quite a bit of money, too, especially during the Depression. But I guess they must have had quite an interest to be able to do that.
They thought it was important because, I mean, everyone, Scituate's light is iconic to Scituate.
Absolutely. Really, when you think about all the commercials you see, the news crews that are down there at any storm, the weddings, the graduation pictures, it is iconic. Now, it was lit again in 1930. How long did it stay on?
It was only allowed, the lantern room was put on. We relit it in, I believe, 1991, but it was only visible from land. They didn't want it confused with other lights.
Okay.
Because as we know, there's probably over 1,000 shipwrecks coming up the coast trying to get into Boston, and Scituate Light was confused with Boston Light, among others, and it was, at that time, when you were under sail, you didn't have, there was no motor power, so a lot of the times you would anchor and the chains would break and you would wreck.
Now, when did this big rehab restoration project start? Was that a couple of years ago? It seems like it's been going on for a while.
Well, we've been looking at doing the lighthouse over, and basically last year was when we really got to go on it. I was up with Bob Gallagher, who's the lightkeeper. We pulled the baseboard off up in the lantern room. We noticed that the wrought iron bars that actually held the lantern room to the base were completely gone.
Disintegrated?
Disintegrated. So we actually braced the lighthouse with some 2x4s, 2x6s, because there was a hurricane that was supposed to hit. It didn't. But then we got permission from the town through CPC funds to take it down. So we took the lantern room off. We were hoping it would be done a little earlier, but they decided that why don't we just do it all over and make it so that it's going to last. Hopefully, my lifetime, so we don't have to do it again.
Absolutely. Now, Gene, you have been involved in this, and you're going to be part of letting people know there is a celebration for this lighthouse with all the restoration work. That's August 7th. Why is that a big deal?
It's going to be a wonderful celebration. We want to open it up to everyone because Scituate Light is everyone's light. It's mm-hmm. not just the towns or the societies or whatever. It's everyone's light. It's one of the most popular lighthouses mm-hmm. in the state and actually in the country as well. From what I'm told, there are more pictures, more commercials, as you had mentioned, of the Scituate mm-hmm. Light. People love it. They come there for everything. So we want to open this day up for everyone to come out, join us, bring their families and friends, and just celebrate that the lighthouse is back.
National Lighthouse Day. Now, it's not just hanging around the lighthouse and chanting. You've got a wonderful lineup planned, and it includes speakers. You've got the Hingham Militia coming. You've got people that are going who are experts on this. It's really an event. Now, parking there is always kind of sketchy. How are you handling that?
So the lighthouse, actually Cedar Point itself, will be closed from 7 a.m. on Wednesday, August 7th. So there'll be no parking there. It'll still be open. People mm-hmm. can drive through. At 5 o'clock, Lighthouse Road and Rebecca Road will become two-way each mm-hmm. so people can get through. And at the same time, at 5 p.m., there will be shuttle buses from Scituate High School, which will bring people down to the site mm-hmm. and then return them after the event.
That sounds wonderful. Now, for people, I always am amazed when I hear the story of the Bates sisters, the first time I heard it. Sometimes people who live around here don't know that. Bob, tell me about the Bates sisters, how they're connected with all this.
The British had come to Scituate Harbor, and they demanded supplies from the townspeople. And when the townspeople refused, they actually burned boats in the harbor and said, "We'll be back." So lo and behold, they came back. Rebecca and Abigail were alone at the lighthouse. They had a gun, but it wouldn't have done much good back then. It was one shot. Mm-hmm. So Rebecca knew how to play the fife, and she knew a song, Yankee Doodle, that the British really hated. They thought it was an insult to them. So Abigail took up the drum, she took up the fife, and they played louder and louder and louder, and the British thought there was a militia waiting for them and sailed away.
That is such a, I get goosebumps when I hear that. And they were young. How old were they?
Not that young, 21 and 17 maybe.
Okay. And they scared away a whole regiment of British soldiers.
And people maybe thought this was made up until they found a diary in Hingham. The Hingham Militia was mustered to go to Scituate because the British were out there. And in the diary it said when they got there, they found out the two girls had chased the British away.
I love that. Girl power, always, even then. I love it. Jean, tell our listeners again about date, time, and place for this wonderful celebration on Wednesday, August 7th, which is National Lighthouse Day.
So it is at 6:30 p.m. will be the actual start of the event. Buses will be taking people from Scituate High School to the event starting at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It will run maybe an hour and a half or so.
Okay.
And then we will have a musket salute. We will have some fanfare by the high school brass quartet, and we will flip the switch. And then afterwards, we have got a ceremonial cake, which has generously been donated by Montilio's Bakery, which we will cut, and we will have a taste of the cake for everyone.
That's fantastic. And if people want to find out details or go back and find out more information, what's the best way to do that?
They'll go to scituatehistoricalsociety.org, or they can go to the Scituate Historical Society Facebook page.
That's terrific.
They'll have, there is a link to an email. They can email me if they have any questions that aren't answered.
Okay.
For them.
That's terrific. It sounds like a wonderful day. Again, National Lighthouse Day, August 7th. We're going to see the newly revamped Scituate Lighthouse in all its glory. Bob Chessia, Jean DiGiacomandreo, thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can listen to it.
Great.
Appreciate
thank
you for having us.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You for having us,
I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.